That's right. Spark up those doobies. It's time to talk cannabis.
Yeah, we talk cannabis, sex talk, hitting the sleigh button, and so much more with our very special guest, Aaron Richard.
Don't you want to be around beautiful things?
I know I do. Let me go get one of my cars.
M.
Oh.
M. Mom.
When first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Sloppy seconds.
Oh, diva.
Oh, God, it's so far away. Still works. Our number is 213-536-9180. Our email is sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Now on with the show. Hi, you slaps, you stupid little fucks, you nestle fucks, you dirty little fucks. Welcome to Sloppy Second with Big Dipper and Meatball. I'm Meatball, and that's Big Dipper.
What would you have done if Studio 54 was around when you, now, or you were alive then? You know what the sentence I'm trying to say?
Cocaine and death. I'd be in there 24/7.
Wouldn't that be wild? Did you ever see the movie 54?
No.
Ryan Phillippe?
No.
Salma Hayek?
No.
The guy who played Austin Powers, Mike Maurer.
Wow.
Mouth and lips.
But wasn't there a TV show about it with Courtney Cox?
Probably.
I did one time.
Nev Campbell. In the movie.
I did one time go to 54 Below, which is where Studio 54 used to be and is now a musical theater venue, to see Tamara Tooney.
Tamara Hall?
No, I think her name's Tamara Tooney.
Tamara Tooney? Tommy
She
Tunes.
Was from Law & Order SVU, and she was a...
Bum, bum.
But then she sings jazz standards, and all I wanted to talk to her about was working with Olivia Benson after the show, and she said, thank you so much, and patted me on the double pat. And I said, okay, I've annoyed her enough.
Start spreading the news. Start spreading the news?
I don't really remember what she sang. I was, again, very drunk, because I was living in New York City.
Are you ready for our guest, you dumb fuck?
Yes.
You can find him online, mastering the art of the sesh. You can see him hanging out with drag queens and smoking all the time. It's Aaron Richard!
Welcome!
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for being here.
I have to tell both of you that this is such an honor, because I feel like I'm definitely a huge fan of this show. If you look at my Spotify, I've listened to every single episode for at least the past year.
That's
and a few beyond.
Insane to me.
Why?
It's just, you seem so busy. Why would this be something that you'd opt to listen to?
Let me tell you why, okay? Number one, I am very busy. So
goes, listen here, faggot.
Don't get it twisted.
No, I really am. And so, like, when I have downtime and I want to turn my brain off, it's... there's a full explanation here.
Okay.
I work in a very, very like masculine heteronormative industry. So to like give myself to like queerness, to like, you know, like really unleash and like just be who I really am, I feel like Sloppy Seconds is like the fastest road to just like the queerest queer.
That is true.
Quick, and so it's
we
like
get right down to it.
If I have 5% of my time to listen to something queer for that part of myself, it's got to be you guys.
I love that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Now I've got some questions for
you.
How much time
I have based on percentages. Let me get into that.
What?
He goes, if I have 5% of my time, I'm like, if you know 5% of your time, that's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
To break it down.
Like it's 100%.
100%.
It's cooked down to the minute for sure. My day. Is yours not? You seem so busy,
no,
Dipper.
No. Yesterday was an insane thing, and I had like three people kind of cancel, and one person was like, oh, I'm having car trouble. And I was like, yeah, we should totally reschedule. I abandoned ship yesterday.
That sounds nice.
It felt incredible.
I did nothing yesterday.
I'm so jealous. I did 1,000 things, but I was supposed to do 2,000. So it was cool to have a little.
And how do you feel about yourself when you don't accomplish everything you wanted to set out? Does it set in with you the
same
way?
Sometimes it's great when I get to delete those things off my calendar or like slide them to another day. And then I go like, nothing left on Monday.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
How do you get through your day? Are you smoking all day or do you wait till the end? Are you high right now?
I'm not 100% sober, but
1%
of that
are you?
definitely, I had a dab this morning. I would say on an average, and this average does need to change. Yes, this average does need to drop. But I would say I usually have like a little bit of THC in my system every day around noon, and then like after 4 o'clock, like come 4:20, I'm like bongs out, let's go. I don't really care. Like, I love to ride that coffee to THC line real hard.
Oh, because we're all sort of like pencils down. It's 5 o'clock, but you're at 4:20. That's when the day is done. The work day.
Well, I put a lot of creative work into everything that happens after 4 o'clock because I love it. Helps with creativity for me a lot.
Okay,
especially if I have energy for it.
I see. Now, what it helps for me is that I get rip shit high and then try to do something that should take 30 minutes and it takes about 40 hours. Like, I don't know. It just adds.
But you
to
have
everything.
Fun.
I do have a good time doing it, even though I make more mistakes.
Sure.
Which I think is fine.
I have like severe ADHD diagnosed, and cannabis helps like focus me in and like dial me right into what I need to do.
Collab.
Right. So coffee's keeping me awake. THC is keeping me focused. Okay. You know, like I can run circles around a creative idea from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock if I'm high and caffeinated.
Now that sounds like a good time.
I want to be on that. I need you to write me out a little schedule.
I will.
When and how.
I'm happy.
Because I'm waking up at 6:30 a.m.
So going early?
Straight into getting high and then starting my work day.
I think you should stay away from flower until the afternoon. I think concentrates and like out of a divine... This is not recommended advice. This is just like what I would
just
do.
A guy. Yeah, you're just
I am not a medical professional.
I'm also never doing anything important.
Yeah, I think concentrates done through something like a Puffco that's never superheating them to the point where it's burning, but it's just like vaporizing the THC molecule. Okay. It's like a light head thing, and it's not like making your body tired.
Okay.
And then in the afternoon, you infuse the flower, which is going to make your body a little more relaxed. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm into that.
I understood will try that. 7% of that sentence.
It's like a little vaporize. Or like but you're saying puff pin, not because we've talked about pill. I had like a little addiction to Stizzy. Do you care if we say their name?
No.
Okay. Because I love the Stizzy vape pens, but you were saying that's full of chemicals and stuff.
Well, it's just I wouldn't recommend anyone do distillate or cartridges as like their main consumption. It's good for like when you're out and you can't have like more healthy means of consumption, like straight up concentrates that don't have any processors in them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that was sort of my point with that. It's just like,
I threw it away. You scared me.
Oh, well.
Good.
Get rosin. Rosin is like the purest form of vape cart if you were going to do that. And I think I have a vape cart. That's what I'm using today. But like if I can bring my little Puffco piece around with me, or if I can bring some sort of dry herb vape, I want to be like as consciously healthy as I can. And you were also bringing it up from like a point of health perspective when you were chatting about
because
it
because I thought it was causing my pancreas to die.
Well, but that was just generalized.
But I threw it away. I got rid of everything bad and then drank it all this weekend.
Wait, do you live in here? do you live in California or do you live in Denver, Colorado?
I live in Denver.
Oh.
Repping Denver today. Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
That's where their club is.
I thought you lived in California.
No.
But you're
just out here all the time and you know everybody that we know.
I have a lot of good friends out here, yeah. Weed brings people together.
Uh-huh.
Right. I also, before doing what I do now, I had a YouTube channel in 2018.
Yeah.
Where I was known as the Gay Stoner.
Yes.
Taught millions of people how to smoke weed. Was the number one Google result for like how to smoke weed for a long time. YouTube deleted my channel in 2018 when I was at 190,000 subscribers.
Oh, shit.
Along with hundreds of other cannabis creators in like a cannabis purge. And I got a bunch of those people together and we co-founded WeedTube, which went on to be the world's largest cannabis social media platform.
Yeah, I have heard about WeedTube.
WeedTube was huge.
Yeah. So, and I was the CEO of that for 3 years. Huh? Yeah. So that was super fun.
This is why he owns 3 cars.
But what about the...
That's because I wrote a book.
what have you done with 5...
What have you done
with 5% of your day?
Literally, this is what I'm saying. I don't know how you find the time and also consume weed. It's insane to me.
Well, the WeedTube was all by itself. Pandemic happened. I was bored. I wrote 2 sci-fi novels that are like...
They're not even books about weed?
No, they're gay, like it's gay main character, young adult, sci-fi, aliens and gay main character vibe. It's called Being Found. Everybody check it out. It's well-rated on Amazon. I love it. I wanted to write.
What are you doing?
I'm illiterate and I can't handle a day-to-day.
Yeah,
activity.
When you listen, when my are you going to make the audiobooks and can I be the voice?
There is an audiobook.
Oh, fuck you.
Well, listen, I wanted to write a book for the like 14-year-old me that was in the library, like desperate for a book that I could relate to with like a fantasy story with like a gay main character.
Right.
So
that's so nice.
So now that exists for them.
Is there butt sex in a book?
No, I mean, the second book, there is it gets the most sexual, but it's not super, because I want to stay on that, like, ages of, like, 15 to 25.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get banned, you know what I mean? Right. In the library.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right.
What about the censorship of, like, the YouTube? You were talking about the YouTube purge and all that stuff. It's, like, kind of challenging to be a cannabis influencer, right? Because even though, you know, we're living in a world where... What number of states is it legal?
22.
Yeah.
And growing.
So it's like we're on the precipice of, you know, like, but why are they so shitty about it being on the internet?
It's multifold. I think top tier advertisers don't want their content in front of cannabis content. Mm. Next tier children are on the internet. So like majority of people are worried about that. Third tier would be they can't get in on it yet because it's not federally legal. Like, if platforms like YouTube and Instagram could
make
take
money
from the industry for advertising, you know, they can't let people be platformed right now for that sort of
thing. How far away do you think we are from a federally legal?
Oh, that is like the toughest question as a cannabis professional, because it's the one everyone asks, and 99% of us have all like missed the point of when we said it would be. You know what I mean? Like, we've
right.
all
yeah.
said
Everyone
it was
like, oh yeah, 2020.
2 years ago,
yeah.
for sure. Like, Biden says he's going to deschedule it, which is really preferred. Like, I don't need legalization, but descheduling.
Right.
Like, in
what
the
is,
eyes
I'm
of
sorry,
the.
What is descheduling? I mean?
In
well,
the
it's
eyes
like when
of,
people cancel plans and they're just like, free.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah.
Wow.
In the eyes of the federal government, like, cannabis and meth are the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do they schedule?
One. So we want it to be descheduled completely. Ooh. Or schedule three, even.
Okay.
Yeah, which is good, because then we can like do businesses and have banking and stuff, but it's not so much an issue of,
yeah.
which we need desperately, especially with the business I'm trying to open. But legalizing it comes with a whole lot of problems of like, now the federal government's involved in the cannabis industry.
Which yeah, which I think once they realize how much money it's going to bring
they
in,
know.
They're going to immediately.
They know.
Because I was in New York recently and it's decriminalized there, right. but it's like the shops make so much money taking just cash from you to buy the weed,
so
that they're willing to pay the fines to be open.
I'm 90% sure that I'm correct about what I'm going to say. Hopefully someone doesn't roast me in the comments. It's legal in New York, sale, but the licensing process is such a fucking nightmare that people just pop up shops for 6 months, make a ton of money,
yeah.
and then the city shuts them down.
And then they just pay that fine and then they move on
because
they've already made all the money.
Because to actually get through the hoops is a fucking nightmare.
So what is it like, because you're opening your own social club in Denver.
Yeah.
What has that experience been like?
And what's a social club
versus
like a dispensary?
Like MedMen here.
Yeah, so it's called Cirrus. It's like, which is like a cloud, the highest cloud in the sky.
I'm about to be the highest cloud here. Clown in here, you know what I mean?
Period. Thin, wispy little clouds, highest in the sky. Well, period.
How high?
Very high, like 30,000? I don't know.
Like a plane?
Yeah, literally like a plane. So it's called Cirrus Social Club. More so Cirrus. We've really, like, it's crazy in the last year of, like, developing this out. We just call it Cirrus now. Mm-hmm. Because Social Club implies something that I don't know that it is. What it is it's like if Martha Stewart opened a weed lounge for the whole world. Mm. So, like, the goal is to get the most amount of people in the world seshing together. And sort of my end goal in that has always been my Nana, who is my grandma on my mom's side.
Okay.
But she's super young Nana, so she would never let me call her grandma.
I feel like Nana is like older.
Yeah. Well, not to her back then.
She
it
was
wasn't,
like,
I guess.
Call me Lucy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The younger grandkids call her grandma, but I don't. I call her Nana. I don't do
that's
that.
That's nice.
Her and I were on the phone after I like got the license and everything, and I was like, are you going to come? And she's like, of course I'm going to come. And from that moment forward, I was like, this has to be such a thing that my Nana will come and have a good time. Mm. But in the same way, if my Nana comes and has a good time, so can like every other adult human being. Mm-hmm. Whereas like if you build it for like my Uncle Keith, like a sports bar, a lot of people aren't going to come. I'm not going to go to that.
Yeah.
Right. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like this big Hard Rock Cafe level size business that is like 8,600 square feet that is designed to like be full Thursday, Friday, Saturday night for a new social environment with new conversations and a new level of consciousness.
Love that.
Thank you so much.
So cool. And you've been doing smaller sessions around. I know you did some in LA where you had a bunch of the queens together.
Yeah.
Where Bitch Pudding and Gabriel Gastelum told me that it was the highest they had ever been and the most fun that they've ever had. Because it's not just like everyone's sitting in a circle smoking weed and like, oh, my parents are going to walk in. It's like a beautiful table set up. You know, there's that, always that fear when you're smoking weird that, like, you're going to get caught.
Well, yeah, because, I mean,
it feels illegal.
Yeah.
But this, they were like, oh, it was beautiful. We were outside. There was food. It was like, it sounds like a, just like a lovely evening.
I haven't talked about a lot of this stuff on other shows that I've been on because in, like, the cannabis industry, I'm, like, kind of protective of, like, what we're doing until we're open.
Oh, sure.
But to you guys and family and all the family listening at home, so the sloppy fucks at home.
Well, I did see, like, a post about maybe a workshop you led in Las Vegas with a bunch of other professionals.
Yeah. And there was that, too.
It was so interesting to see, like, you were clearly, like, talking and everyone was, like, engaged and it felt like a wellness workshop. And there's just a huge puff of smoke and bongs at around the table.
I know.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah. Like, why do we think that should be in the basement or think that? Exactly. I remember fucking hotboxing in high school. That was, like, my friend was very frugal. And so she was like, oh, yeah, we only smoke with the windows up.
Oh, yeah, we did that all the time.
Yeah, I have a theory that weed loves to be around beautiful things. Mm-hmm. And so do I. I love to be surrounded by beauty, probably because I'm high all the time. So,
same.
Yeah. Weed loves to be surrounded by beautiful things, and that's, like, what the inside of Cirrus is. And, like, it's really a culmination of all the things that I've been through in my life. Like, I even remember being, like, 10 years old and asking my Nana, like, for a new comforter that matched the color I painted my wall in my bedroom. You know what I mean?
Smart.
Like, single father, didn't get it, but like me, I'm over here like, can I get this comforter for Christmas? And they're like, here's a soccer ball. But my Nana's like, here's the comforter you wanted. Oh. You know what I mean? So like beauty, I've always wanted to be around beautiful things, and that's why Cirrus like is a beautiful place, but it's also about the service where we're like taking care of every step of getting someone high for the first time. And then it's like a magic show to where you're never in your head. We're like, look over here, like now have this tea, now try these sandwiches, like, and we're all talking about what's going on. So you're having like a new elevated experience.
You never have that chance to like go into paranoia or feel too high.
And why would you? But we're not wired to be high together in public yet.
Yeah.
So I think Cirrus is going to bridge that gap.
Whoa.
I think I want to try it because it just seems like it's better than smoking alone.
Yeah.
Which is always weird to smoke and play video games for like hours.
Except I know what you do. You end up cackling to yourself.
Oh,
about
I talk
dumb
to myself
shit.
And just laugh. Yeah.
Oh, babe, me.
I.
At the end of a. 7 o'clock.
I get on TikTok and I'm just
TikTok.
Like,
that's what I was literally going to say. Me on TikTok stoned. Oh my God. If the world ever got a hold of my TikTok likes, it would be problematic. Because I just think the worst things are funny when I'm high, but it's fun.
Me too. And I'll send them to people and they're like, I don't get it. And I'm like, I know it's a 10-minute video and it's just two people talking, but it'll get there. Trust me.
Yeah.
It never gets there.
I'm interested in Cirrus After Dark when the strippers come out. You know what I mean?
Oh, period.
Of course you would turn it into a sex thing.
All right. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Helix.
That's right, baby. We love Helix mattresses. Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
And how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Just take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
Yeah, I took the quiz and I was matched with the big and tall sleeper. It got delivered in a box. We unwrapped the box and threw it on the bed, and it's sort of like you give it a little time to settle, and I love sleeping on my mattress. It is something I look forward to coming home to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've both been traveling so much lately, and for me, I just love coming home to sleep on my Helix mattress. Nothing is as comfortable.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from
overheating at night. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge.
And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. And that's why they offer a 100-night sleep trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Helix is offering up to 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/sloppy and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
HelixSleep.com/sloppy and use code HelixPartner20.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. You've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Okay. Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
And we're back! Hit the sleigh button.
Now, I am curious, as a cannabis professional, mm-hmm. how many names for weed can you come up with right now?
Ganja. Dro.
Dro.
Grass. Reefer. Kush. I don't know. I'm running flat.
Sticky icky,
yeah.
Mary Jane.
What's the one that they... Rappers say it, and it's like the one.
Loud?
That is describing a potency or a smell of in the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, how come some weed smells good? And oh, wait, we're not done. Sorry. Laganja Estranja.
You led with ganja.
How come some weed smells like skunk when you smoke it, and some weed smells like floral and beautiful? Is that just like...
Terpenes.
What'd you call me?
And at the same time... You should really.
What is that?
Terpenes.
Is that like when you're wine tasting and it has legs? You know.
No,
what
I think isn't the terpenes what makes it like more or less potent?
Terpenes are like the odor, the molecules that are going to be causing the effects that you have from the cannabis. So if you have like limonene terpene, it's like an uplifting sativa vibe. You know how people say sativa indica, or people say like THC percentage. That's like. Not as current and factual as talking about a terpene profile, which is what would, you know, it's what gives off the odor. It's the effect that it gives you. It's, you know, it's what makes up each different strain.
Profile. And wait, is there like a cannabis sommelier?
Yes.
What are they called?
Ganjier. It's a new
program. A Ganjier?
Yeah. Developed by a friend of mine, Max Simon. It's like this whole program where you... Yeah, like learn how to like analyze weed from like the deepest levels for like weeks. And yeah, I have a friend who's won. It's so cool.
That's insane.
Ganjier. Such a talent. Ganjier. I'd love to do it one day. I'd love
to be able to like, this was grown in California.
Right.
What?
To say that, to just know.
So you're, I mean.
But at the same time, by the way, you should always go by your nose. You should smoke the weed that smells good to your nose.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
That's like your body saying, this is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, though, at the dispensaries, you can't smell them. Like, they're just prepackaged already. And, like, I don't really like that. But I do smoke the weed that my boyfriend grows, which is nice. And it smells nice to me. It stinks up the whole house when you're growing it, though.
Do you think that it gets you more or, like, less high than when you buy dispensary weed? Is it, like, more mild or is it more intense?
It's definitely stronger, but I do smoke less of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have thought the other way. So he's growing some good stuff.
No, he's in there like doing science and nonsense.
Is he singing to them?
Like, I don't know about singing to him, but it's like on a sketch.
Well, there's music in the house.
Oh yeah, it's right next to the drag room, so it's hearing me all day.
Good,
just wicketing it.
You gotta sing to him. They love to be sung to.
Really?
Yeah, they love that.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you know Little Shop of Horrors?
Oh, yeah. The weed comes out and eats me.
But don't you also know, like, that theory of, like, if you, like, have a glass of water with, like a plant in it and you yell, like, I hate you at it every day, it will, like, die and crumble. But if you, like, say you love it to it every day, it'll, like, grow faster.
Never heard that.
It's true. It's a truly proven, like, thing.
I'm wondering now if I should try that.
Do you walk around your house yelling at your plants? No, your plant room is thriving.
It's thriving now, but it was dying a while ago.
It also just makes you think about the energy that we have put towards things, like, and how it impacts them.
But you, like, love plants. Like, are you a florist? Are you trained? Or did you just get into loving flowers?
So I read this. You know, we all have pivotal moments where we shift as people. Everybody has them sometimes where we're, like, really challenged. And during, like, a really challenging time in my life, I read this book called A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. And it just made it shifted so much in me to where I, like, saw, like, I feel like I was, like, literally, like, blind to what the world looked like. So no, we're not trying to get spiritual, but I feel like I was, like, blind to what the world was really like until I read this book. And afterwards, like, everything in the world was so beautiful to me, especially flowers. So, like, being with them and sitting with them and, like, touching them and taking time with them and being able to work with, like, and learn from incredible people that are florists. It's just, it's something that's for me, but also, like, translates into the things I get to do with my time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I feel like
so well read.
I feel like Vicky Fox now.
Oh, she's on a journey.
Babe, that episode, I was on a flight to New York for my birthday listening to you guys talking to her, and I was just like, I was like, I need to talk to Vicky. This is incredible.
Yeah. You should see her while she's out here. She does, like, the sound healing and all that.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, we do have so many, like, chapters in our lives and so many, like, you know, we're talking about busyness. We're talking about, like, our schedules, all that stuff. We've had a few conversations here where, you know, as you get older, it's not like we're very lucky. I think all of us at this table are lucky because we get to sort of work on stuff that we love and we're able to finesse it into making a living. And it isn't a hobby. And sort of when you tip over into that space, sometimes you can feel stuck because you're like, oh, this is a castle I've built, but also, like, oh gosh, I'm stuck in this castle. You know, I have to keep going. I have to keep doing my party. I have to put on a wig again. And it is so interesting to know that there is freedom that we can, like, have a chapter and be like, oh yeah, that's when I did that. And now I do this other thing, or, like, my brain has shifted and I don't have to, like, do exactly what I have been doing for the last decade.
100%. And that book is
100%.
100 today.
I think I'm realizing that I speak in percentages now.
That's because you're a business.
Well,
lady.
It helps me understand maths.
And I have to. That, you're right. The business thing. That's literally what it is.
It is.
I've literally talked in percentages all day.
Well,
long.
You're 30% of this. 33.3333 repeating.
Percent of this conversation.
Yes, that's right.
And that's 100% amazing. Period.
I have a slay button, everybody, so I can hit it. If you didn't notice, I was here.
Now, it's interesting because I would actually call this a faggot button. Faggot.
Well, you have to hit the slay button and then it calls you a faggot.
Yeah, I would actually call
hit the
that
slay button.
Faggot. I would call it a
pink button.
A slur button?
Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't say it.
But I brought with myself a slay button.
Yeah, I can't believe you brought your own. You psycho.
That I need you to record yourself saying, hit the slay button, faggot, for me to hit all the time in my life. And by the way, it has overwhelmingly taken over my life. This podcast is, like, so fun because I work with so many straight people. And so, like, if I'm, like, on a long drive with someone who's on my team, I will, like, ask them for consent. Like, do you mind if I listen to my favorite podcast? Because
sometimes
Dipper be doing Dipper things. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Dipper talks a lot.
And
here on this
podcast. Talks a lot about his nasty behaviors.
I really love it. I hope you never stop. Also love it when people call in and be like, it's fucking 8 a.m. Can you shut the fuck up?
Bitch, you chose to listen at 8 a.m.
I know. I love both sides of it.
I'm trying to sleep. Stop screaming. It's hard to fall asleep.
It's hard to fall asleep to your podcast when Meatball keeps screaming.
Yeah. If someone made a smoking game that was like, take a bong rip every time Dipper goes way too far, like, you'd be belligerent.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm about to be taking some bong rips.
You know how to do
that bong you just got me.
Yes.
No, are you a fan of Wicked? Do you know Wicked?
I've never seen the show, but I do know a few great songs.
How have you never seen the show?
I don't know.
Fake fan!
Yeah, no, I didn't say it was.
Put your ears in. I've got a message to play. Nope.
Hi, Big Dipper and Meatball. Oh my God, I just left Wicked, seeing it for the first time and mind blown. I definitely can relate to everything and how you feel about Wicked. And I will be singing this the rest of the week. Goodbye!
All right, so I just thought
I was a little loud.
Yeah.
So I do love music. So everyone says, you know, thank you for that. They agree with us. The second act is terrible.
Okay.
Great, 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 great. All right, great.
Heard. Are they doing the movies in those acts, first and second, the same? Do we know?
I mean, probably.
But
right?
It's the movie, so I'm sure gonna add scenes and move things around.
Right. Who also said they based it on the more on the book than just the musical.
Who are Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth gonna play as cameos?
They're not in it at all, I don't think.
I heard that they're in the movie as cameos. Like they're gonna make an appearance as like a tongue in cheek thing. Like an old witch.
She's going to be the old Wicked Witch.
No, like, you know, in Hogwarts when they go to a town.
The feet?
And there's like a barmaid or something.
Okay, well, here it is. It'll be Kristen Chenoweth, and she's going to slide open the thing for Munchkin Land because she's short, and that's what they're called in the show. And she'll just go, the wizard will see you now!
Well, that's not Munchkin Land. That's in Oz. And okay. Munchkin Land is just the village that has no walls or doors at the end of the Elbic Road.
Diva. Well, great. So she'll be the mayor of Munchkin Land.
Talk about fake fan.
Well, I don't care about the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, fake fan. I care about Wicked. How do you feel about sober people?
Love sober people.
Okay.
Also, in a weird way, like I am always like hanging out with sober friends at the bar because I'm like a mocktail person. Like I don't like alcohol.
Okay, so you don't drink.
Yeah, no. Well, I will, but like, it's got to be worth it. It just fucks with my mental health so much that it's just not worth it to me.
What's worth it? Like a mojito?
No.
Like an apple tini?
More like the friends I'm with. Like if it's my birthday or like something.
He didn't mean like what drink. He meant like the.
No, I know. I was just taking the conversation where I wanted it to.
What about a double tequila soda with two limes? Is that worth it?
I mean, it sounds like fun. If I'm on vacation, if I'm in Mexico, that sounds great. But otherwise, yeah, I tend to like. Like last night, I went out to. Oh my God, have you guys heard of this? I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this. The San Vicente Bungalows.
No.
It's this private members only club. Apparently, like Margot Robbie and like Elon Musk and all these people are members. And a member took me to dinner last night and they like put a sticker over your cameras so you can't take a picture of anything. And it was just the most amazing thing. And the mocktails were so delicious. It was so lovely.
It's hard to find a good mocktail. They're also sugary. It's like, I get that that's what you think I'm after, but I'm more after just like.
Refreshing.
A refreshing flavor.
Something that's hard to drink even, maybe. Like, more bitter tasting,
exactly.
Right? Same vibe as, like, a drink. You're not chugging it.
You're sipping.
One of my favorites is apple cider vinegar, sparkling water, and then pureed cucumber. Because you get that bite from the apple cider vinegar, but the cucumber's sweet.
That sounds
fine. You're really in your mocktail bag these days.
Well, yes, I am. But not at CCBC. I was drinking straight tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really did me dirty.
Did you guys have fun? I hope you guys had fun.
Yeah. We had a good time. It was definitely it was a new experience for us.
To be performing for naked people?
No, just to like be there together because there was like a vacation day involved.
Kind of, yeah.
And you guys hung out.
A little bit briefly in the morning, by the pool.
And then I had to get ready. And then he was like doing his own stuff during the day. And then took a nap.
His own stuff.
He like went into town and I stayed.
Into town. We're like in Palm Springs.
Yeah. Well, Palm Springs adjacent. It was 10 minutes away.
Yeah. No, it was fun. It just was, we sort of briefly mentioned it on the episode where you were like, we've made it this far without ever like seeing each other have sex.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I guess that's not weird in a gay
partnership. How many of your
partnership?
Friends have you seen had sex?
Zero.
Yeah, see?
But do you, like, talk about sex with them all the time?
No, you talk at me about your sex.
Just because you won't participate, go back in the log to the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I was actually on the way here, pulled up an old episode of a live show.
Yeah.
And you were talking about something about you and your partner.
Yeah.
and stopping for certain reasons.
Why would you bring that up?
Well, I'm not going to go.
Whose side are you on?
Because there was a time when the fuck talk was a 33.333 repeating, 33.333 repeating, 33.333 repeating conversation.
And now it's
90%. Me talking about my film.
And maybe but 10 also, today.
As a viewer, it does sometimes feel like when we get to fuck talk, like you'll be with the guests and you'll be like, so do you have any stories? And well, I do. I have one thing. Like, he's just ready to go.
Sometimes he's, like, because
I'm a good producer. And I don't think we can't have dead.
But also, sometimes people don't know it's coming. So it's nice to give them a chance to be like, this is how weird he's going to get.
Oh, the conversations I've had with people in my life about what am I going to say for fuck talk.
I mean, well, we're not there yet.
Good.
So you have a little bit more time.
I can't wait.
So you have three cars?
I do, yeah.
What are they?
About that?
I think cars are, like, people have their things that they love. Mm-hmm. I love flowers, too. But I've always loved cars since I was, like, a little kid. Like, on my YouTube channel, like, a third of, or, like, if you log onto my YouTube on my TV, like, a third of it is car content. Like, mm-hmm. I just love cars. I love the engineering of cars, like, the decisions made, like, car brands, like, car lore. I just love that stuff. So, yeah, I do. I have a Kia Stinger.
I know. I'm jealous electric? Of that one.
That's not electric. It's their little sports car that they... The guy who used to design for Audi went and worked for Kia. And it was he did like three cars for them. He did like their basic SUV, their basic sedan. And he was like, but you have to let me build a sports car. That's like the way I'm going to do this for you. So they build a whole new factory. They build a sports car. If you guys are familiar with Genesis, it's what Genesises are built off of the platform of the Stinger now because of the Stinger. So I have that. I have a Cadillac XT5.
Oh, a Cadillac.
Yeah.
She got a caddy.
That's for work to pick people up in and stuff. She's cute. Just a little commuter car. I didn't want to leave the Stinger on the side. Like, my Cirrus that we're opening is, like, I would have to park on the street on, like, a busy street, and it would get destroyed. So I just didn't – I wanted to get a car for that. And then I have a Raptor truck for four-wheeling and, like, outdoor adventure stuff.
Damn, bitch.
Yeah.
Three cars, bitch.
Yeah. You say I'm bougie.
I 100% believe you to be a very bougie person.
I love that.
Because of the flowers, because of the style and aesthetic of the events, and the aesthetic of your store, the fact that you'll repaint a purple wall three times to make sure it's the right color purple.
I love that. That's true.
But
Is it the right color purple?
Now
are
it
you
is.
Happy?
Okay. Now I'm happy with it.
But is it bougie or is it like, you know, with a focus on aesthetics? I mean, I guess owning three cars is bougie.
I would say that three cars is not bougie.
You
if they were all Lexus,
yes, three cars is bougie.
Well, right, and I was so grateful to have been invited by that person.
bougie.
I think it's a need. It's a desire to be around beautiful things, and I think it's, you know, like, grew up single father, worked as hard as he could, like, you know, to like keep a roof over our head, and I never really, you know, we didn't have the finer things, and so like when I, you know, worked really hard to like have some success and made some money, I was like, I'm gonna, you know, get things that I want. I want to surround myself with things that I want to be around. And I worked hard to be here and I'm going to. Like, all my cars are, like, really well taken care of. Mm-hmm. Like, so I like, take care of the things I love. And I definitely, like, made it to a point where, like, no matter how much more money I could ever make in my life, I wouldn't do anything different. I'm good. Like, I don't need anything more than what I have, which is just, like, a lovely home and three nice cars that are fast.
And a store set up. Or a social club that you're starting.
Which isn't for me. That's for the world.
I do have a question. When did you start smoking weed? Like,
yeah, when I smoked weed the first time in high school, like three times maybe. And then when I was 22, I was born with a blood cell disease called mastocytosis, and cannabis became legal in Colorado in 2012 when I was 22. And my doctor was like, hey, this might be a good solution for you now that it's an option for like to get rid of like three of the many pills you have to take every day. And so I started having cannabis, you know, because my partner at the time was like not about it. He was like, cannabis is dangerous. But then when the doctor said that, he was like, all right, well, let's see how it goes for you. And from that day,
babe, let's share your medicine.
Yeah.
From that day forward, we both became stoners and never like looked back.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah, we saved my life. I really think the world would be a better place if everybody had a little weed every once in a while,
I agree.
Which is the purpose of Cirrus.
Yeah. Now, are you going to brand and grow your own weed eventually, or is it just...
I would want to, like, utilize flower that's being grown by an established grower. I don't want to come in and do the job of someone who's an expert, but I do want someone to grow, like, sun-grown, low-potency cannabis for us. Mm-hmm. Because I want people to, you know, like, a lot of people... again, like if my nana came, like the weed isn't like it is now what it was in the 60s and 70s. Like, yeah. And it could, it should be. There's nothing wrong with it being a little less strong. You know what I mean?
I don't understand why people want it to be so strong. We were just talking about it, but like there was a point where we were smoking these like insane mixtures of like seven different types of weed covered with keef and like an oil and stuff. And I was like, this isn't fun. I get too high.
Yeah.
I remember that we were doing ads for a company for a while, and their whole deal was like, oh, yeah, it's just a little bit of THC,
yeah,
like the 70s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I remember that, yeah. Those ads that you guys were doing. Yeah. Yeah, I think it, you know, there's this joke in my industry that's like, what does every customer say when they walk into a dispensary? Like, what's the highest THC you have? It's like, you don't go to the liquor store and buy Everclear.
What's that guy's number?
Well,
you know what I mean?
You do. Oh, hot. You want it. He's into Gooners now.
I'm gagged.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I do like
that.
Him a little dumb.
Great.
Just for a night. Dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
can
can't be around a dumb person for too long.
I just think about
insane.
It like ballroom dancing. You know, like when you lead and you ballroom dance, you just like guide a little bit with like the pressure of your palm on their like back or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like when a guy is sort of like, you can just kind of guide him. You're like, we're eating over here.
Uh-huh.
Come over to my house at this time.
Uh-huh.
You'll do, and they're like, sure. Yeah. Great. Sounds great.
Or when you make a joke and everyone else at the table is laughing, but they're just sitting there like not laughing, and you're like, oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You don't get it. It's you're
okay. Like, wait, I might be into it.
I'll tell you about it later.
Yeah.
I'll explain it to you later. Messy.
Let's take a break.
So when you got here, you told us that you had a game that you want to play with us, and we love games.
Yes.
Is it Pictionary?
Yes.
No, because nobody liked that. Nobody. I don't know if you heard that episode, but people were pissed.
Yeah, I heard that episode.
It turned out to just, I listened back to it to see why everyone was mad, and it just turned into me going, Dipper, what? What?
Yeah.
What? I don't understand.
Sometimes if you really get in the mindset, you can imagine. It's like a book on tape.
Sure.
Sure.
As a loving, loyal fan of this podcast,
oh my God.
And the loving, loyal fan of the Slant My Name, Tyra Banks, Beyonce, Seon, Say My Name.
Beyonce.
I've decided to play Slant My Name with you guys, and I have slanted your names.
This is going to be a mess. Okay.
So this may or may not be a mess.
I'm excited.
I do hope you'll enjoy it. Who should we go? Who should go first? Meatball.
Dipper.
Okay. Big Sipper. Uh-huh. What's your beverage of choice?
Orange Fanta.
Big Tipper. What's your favorite service to tip for? And how much do you tip?
For release massages.
Now, wait a minute.
Okay.
If we're going to talk about massages,
yes.
And the cum,
yeah.
That was used after.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
That's what we've been asking ourselves every day.
No, I can't.
I did just get a massage.
Mm-hmm. How much did you tip?
I normally tip like $20 because normally I'm getting a massage at the person's house. So they're getting 100% of the money.
Right. So is this a massage or is this a...
They only come in one way for me, baby boy.
And it's all...
massage.
I'm furious. I get a massage every week and it's not that kind of...
You should...
Every
you
week, bougie.
Bougie.
Busy. You got to de-stress.
Yeah, that's true. I like tipping at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I normally tip about 25%.
That's very lovely of you. You seem like a 25%er. Mm. Bib Nibbler. Were you breastfed?
I was. But I moved on to a bottle earlier than I think most people nowadays do who are breastfed. And I called my bottle Bobby Wawa.
Bottle water.
Yeah, because you know, once we moved on, I would still use a bit of head water. Okay, I get it. It's rapid. Okay. Keep going.
Wig snipper. Yes. Have you ever had to style a wig?
No.
Okay.
I get them pre-styled for myself.
Sig stripper. Have you ever banged a stripper?
Yes.
Period. Pig sniffer. How many hookups have you had using sniffies?
In the dozens.
In the dozens.
How many dozens?
Two. Oh, three. I think maybe like under two dozen.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Sniffies is a platform I, as a gay man, have never used just because of like being in a significant relationship before its existence.
Yes.
So I always find it so interesting when you talk about it. And I have like this fabled idea of what it is, but no like actual.
You never looked at it?
Never looked at it.
We'll look.
Okay. It up. Sounds good. Twig gripper. How small is too small? Is there even such a thing?
I don't think there's such a thing because I think like if it's not able to do what my mind's eye saw it to do, then we'll just like do something else.
Yeah.
Oh, period. You're flexible.
Yeah. Yes.
Big zipper. How many dresses have you zipped up for drag queens? If you could put a number on it.
In the dozens.
In the dozens.
Probably 10 dozens.
Yeah. Okay. For me, almost every time we're here.
Yeah.
Well, there's your name slanted. I hope you enjoyed
it. Yay!
Those right. are good. I'm scared for mine.
Okay, pig you ready?
Sniffer. Pig sniffer. You That's a good mean? One.
Babe, pig in the city. You
that was mean? Honestly the first one I came up with. And I was like, we got to move that further down the list. He's going to feel attacked.
It's kind of fun to come up with them, right?
It is very fun.
But it's not the easiest job in the world.
This would have been a thing that I did with that 10% of my time after 4 p.m. when I'm getting high with a coffee and a bong. This
my name is fairly easy to rhyme, too.
Yes. Sort of. Not really. Okay. Meatballs were easier for sure. Okay. Meatball.
Yes.
Teat crawl. Were you breastfed?
No, I was adopted, so bottle fed.
Okay. Feet mall. How many pairs of heels do you own?
I actually own probably like 20 or 30 pairs of heels, but I only wear one pair.
Oh, period. And you're wearing them right now.
Yes, my crotch. No, I just wear the clear pleasers because they remind me of Heclina and they're comfortable.
Period. Heclina.
R.I.P.
Beetball. Do you eat your vegetables?
I do eat my... Well, I drink
now.
But I didn't used to eat my vegetables.
Right, that's
I
correct.
I used to chicken. Hate them.
Angry.
Well, coleslaw is a vegetable.
Is mayonnaise?
I don't like coleslaw.
Wait, why not?
I don't know. It's just like little and stringy and what the fuck are you supposed to do?
For the longest time, I thought it was called cold slaw.
Me too. Pete's balls. Surf. How many men named Pete have you slept with?
Oh, God. I don't even know. Maybe one or two?
Oh, wow.
Maybe?
Neat stall. How clean is your bathroom right now?
The downstairs bathroom, not great because I took my makeup off in there.
The downstairs bathroom, bougie.
Oh. Upstairs bathroom, spotless. I cleaned it this morning.
Sheep brawl. What is your thread count?
I don't know. I've been using these really cool bamboo sheets. So
do you like them?
I do. They're very light for the summer.
I see myself as a sheet savant, and 400 is perfect.
My current
I think we one have is... a, no, I like them a little rougher than that. Like okay. 600 or 800 where they're thin.
You need the Target threshold premium, not standard threshold premium.
Well, I'm not buying my sheets at Target.
Yeah,
you should. They're bougie. So good.
My current is 800, and it kind of feels too soft.
Like
it feels
slip like out of the bed.
Butter.
Mm. Yeah.
Butter and all.
I like it when you they breathe. Like you feel like they breathe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like linen or bamboo.
This is a good one. Skeet doll. Where do you like it to go?
Oh, on my face or in my butt.
Okay.
Come on my tits.
Come on. Not on my chest. There's too much hair and it's like hard to wash off.
Right. Secrete shawl. How many reveals is too many?
Wait, why? Oh, secret?
Secret shots.
Oh, my God.
Secrete.
Well, I thought you were.
Secrete.
How many reveals is too many? Here's the thing. There's never too many reveals.
How many
there's
too few?
One.
One. Yeah.
If you're going to do a singular reveal, there better be a later joke coming up where it's like a surprise something comes out.
When you did that Kim Petras number, how many did you have?
That was 15 identical dresses. One right after the other, over and over.
The last drag brunch I went to, it was a wig reveal, but you knew that there was another wig underneath it before she even like did it.
See,
moved.
I hate that.
Like, I don't want to know. Hide the other wig, doll.
Or something that I've been seeing, I think the first person I saw do it was Cornbread, but she literally was like pretending to do a wig reveal and she pulled off the wig and she was bald and then pulled the wig out of her bra and put a new one
That's
on.
Cute.
And that was like funny
That's
the
funny.
Way that happened.
Last one. Concrete sprawl. Have you ever put your fingers in concrete?
Yes. Okay. Yes. In front of my old apartment in New York. I concrete jungle. They were repaving the street and I put fuck in the sidewalk.
I did my handprint in Cirrus when they were laying down the new concrete. Oh, so that was super fun for me.
That's cool.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Well, and that was so
that's
Slap My Name.
Wow, that's so cool that you prepped
Thank
that.
Thank you do it for doing that. Most of our guests don't ever do anything.
Or know what the show is.
Exactly.
I'm a huge fan. You guys are amazing. Thank you for the work that you do. Big Dipper also just like grew up watching your, not grew up, but in my young adult gayness, your music videos really led me to
I have the same experience.
International recording
of the international recording artist Big Dipper. I was watching his videos like when I was living in New York and I was like, look at this big fat guy living his dreams.
You look great. Thanks. You're hitting the sleigh button the whole way.
Thank you.
You and Caswell used to, I loved it. I was just, I wanted to be, I used to dance around my house as a little gay boy with like a half cut shirt and sing Christina Aguilera. And I wanted to be like a gay pop star.
Do you feel like that little fag boy doesn't live in you anymore because you have to work with so many straight people?
I feel like in my 7 years in the cannabis industry, the last year has been like, I don't fucking care. Y'all gonna fucking deal with who I am and I'm not gonna hide it. And that's what Cirrus is. Like, it's just this vomit of feminine gay beauty that doesn't exist in the cannabis industry at all. And it's literally been me being like, I am not here for your entertainment. I am here to like show you that there's a different way.
It's a Pink song.
I'm not here for your entertainment. So when you go to these big conventions, I know we're supposed to do fuck talk, but I'm just still like so wrapped up in being like, you're like truly the only gay weed content creator I know. And I like love smoking weed.
Yeah.
But what is it like when you have to like go to those conventions or like try to meet up and get investors and they're like, oh, it's gay, we're not going to do that?
Yeah. Well, for example, when we did the one in Las Vegas, that was a brunch for a bunch of industry professionals, we invited 30 people and it was like 50-50 men and women. And 16 women showed up and one man came. So I have no respect from them.
That's so fucked up.
Which is so interesting. Mm. And I don't, you know, I was just literally like drafting a LinkedIn post. LinkedIn, y'all on LinkedIn?
No.
No, not for what I do.
Yeah, period. Well, I, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of LinkedIn because it feels like you're chat GPTing everything, but also like, I guess that there's a place for that. But I was drafting this post just like thanking the women of the cannabis industry who have like really rallied around me, because sometimes it does feel like I'm like the only gay man, and it is different, and it is like a unique experience where I feel like for a long time I thought I had to like try to get the attention to like get the validation. But like I said, like in the last year, it's like, I know what I'm bringing to the table needs to be brought and is worth bringing. So I don't really, if you don't like it, then it's not for you. But guess what? What I've discovered in the last year is there's a lot of fucking people that it is for that are excited about it.
I'm one of those people. Period. When you open, I'm going.
Yeah. And beautiful women like you all over the world just helping support my dream. Welcome. Thank you.
All right, now it's time for our final segment.
Fuck talk!
Hit the sleigh button.
Faggot.
Yeah, you do.
Hit the sleigh button, faggot.
I really sound like I'm somewhere else in that one.
Like where?
I have one that you sent me over DMs once, and it's you being like, hit the sleigh button.
I thought I sent two.
And then you sent one that said, hit the sleigh button, bougie.
Bougie. Yeah, exactly.
I have the original one.
Oh, yeah, play it.
Maybe we should put...
Oh, yeah, put it.
Because then that's what we could put on the button.
What?
Hit the sleigh button, faggot.
I love it. You sound so ornery.
That's the real one.
I was mad that day.
You sound so
well,
ornery.
We can we'll figure out how to get that on the buttons.
Can we upload it?
We'll figure that out later. Let's talk about fuck talk.
Okay.
Do you have any funny sexy
Yeah, what's fuck
noise?
Talk? What is
well,
this?
Well, hold on a second. I think our guest has been talking to his friends about what he might say would the day come that he be on the podcast. So you have some in the chamber ready to go. What is fuck talk? Fuck talk is our final segment, a recurring segment where we ask our guests for a funny, wild, or embarrassing sex story from their past, present, or future.
Slay.
And I've juggled with different stories that I have in my arsenal between like one time I was in a convention for weed in New York City and we got invited to this networking thing that turned out to be at a sex club and it was like this whole thing and I was with my assistant and that was crazy.
And you made her eat a banana?
Yeah. Some of it, no. Some of it, another story was like, you know when you're like a young gay person
yes.
and like to get ahead, you'll do scandalous things that
yes.
some people might call prostitution.
Yes. Yes.
There's stories like that involve potato mashers. But
in what way?
Why'd you look at me for
wait,
the potato
in what
masher?
Way? You know,
you look
Dimmer,
like you've
you
worked
know,
with a potato masher
know,
before.
Potato masher.
Where? Okay, what?
Like on yeah. the butt cheeks to make the pattern?
Well, no. Like, say he was like, oh, like you're going to give me a massage and I'll give you an extra big tip if you tip me. But you don't want to tip him. So you like get up there and you like lay down and then the potato masher does the tipping.
Put the potato masher in his butt and use the handle.
Why are you saying tipping? Is that a
because it put the tip,
tip
in.
Of your dick.
I got it, but why just say tipping? Is that a verb? Tipping?
Just put the tip in?
Just tip me. Well, I just want
it's
because
the guy said, I'll give you an extra tip
yeah.
if you do this. And he was like, I'll put a tip in. And
right.
it was a potato.
And
masher.
Then my third idea was
were you good at massage?
Were you good at it? Dipper's like, I might.
I think I was a cute twink.
Like,
so it didn't
sometimes
matter.
That's all it takes.
It didn't
just a couple
matter.
Of these.
Yeah. With the button slap too. And then the third option was to like compare and contrast how many rooftops everyone's had sex on in New York City.
Okay. Me, 4.
Oh my God, only 3. I've
what?
Never met someone with more than
it's
me.
So
congratulations.
Fun at night though.
You have to, yeah.
It's like you could see the whole sky and then, you know, the person's on top of you or inside of you. You've never fucked on top of a rooftop?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, you need to.
I
you
was
need
walking,
to make that a priority.
I do
it right now.
Of all the places you fucked.
But the public stuff still, to me, like the cruising thing, I like to go and I can like watch or like whatever.
Private rooftop, though. Like if it's someone's roof.
Yeah, if it's
last night,
roof.
I was in West Hollywood with a friend of mine walking on the street and I was talking about how I got my pubes trimmed in Palm Springs. And he was like, well, let me see.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I'll show you. And he was like, no, just show me right now. And I'm like, we're on the street.
Yeah.
And he was like,
that's a little weird.
He was like, no one's out. You're fine. And I'm like, no, I'll show you when we like get inside.
It's so interesting to find out that Dipper has boundaries.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
So interesting.
I feel like they're new because I feel like you used to would have just popped it out, especially if no one was around.
Yeah, so go ahead. What's your fuck talk story? Let's go. No. We're ready.
Yeah.
Which one did you land on?
I prepared you basically got which one do you want?
Well, I think
well,
we kind of heard all.
We heard
you got it all.
Masher.
You got it all.
But what have you never been caught on a rooftop in New York?
No, not caught. They were private rooftops.
Oh, I was just like on button.
One time I was up with a partner and this other guy, and the partner and this other guy were like jumping from one rooftop to another, like 10 stories up.
What?
And I still will think of it, and it will make me like sick to my stomach.
That's
why.
Horrifying.
What were they
I know,
doing?
Horrifying. Just having fun, like being boys.
Ugh.
Boys. I know, boys.
During the sex?
No, it was like during a flirtatious period of like drinking and having fun, and you know, like oh, did you look at how close it is? You want to jump? Like, let's jump.
And then I'll
that
suck your
dick.
That
reminded me of one time I was so wasted on a rooftop in New York, and I was trying to flirt with somebody. It was like a rooftop party,
uh-huh.
And so I told my friend, I was like, "Why don't you just push me a little bit?" And then you push me into him, and I'll be like, "Oopsies! Oh my God, I'm so clumsy." I was so drunk, he barely pushed me, and I started tumbling towards the edge of the building. And I was like, "Whoa! Wait! Whoa!" And like, I did get the man's attention, but not the way I wanted. And then for the rest of the night, I just looked like the super drunk guy. Like, it was just like a mess because I couldn't walk on a flat roof.
That's tough. I just would say about for fuck talk for me, I did spend 14 years in a relationship with some like outside disturbances out of that. But like, I just, you know, I'll never live up to what Dipper's got. I'll never come
are
close.
Are you still in a relationship or is it?
Out of respect for someone who I don't know if they want to be spoken
about. Out of
about.
Respect for Ben.
Yeah.
Dayla. What did BB say?
Out of respect for Dayla, I will not show my lipstick.
No, I am in a situation.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And it's really sweet. But it you know, when life gets busy and like your life changes up and you like have to adapt in a relationship, like the beginning of this year with like just all the work I was doing was rough on us. And it took some like adjustment for me to like, you know, give him some percentage, like which I should have been doing.
What is the percentage of the day that they get?
I think it's a weekly percentage now.
Okay.
Which is interesting. And it's wonderful.
It is fun when
20% of my week.
I love that you did the math. Yeah. In that moment, you're like, I gotta let you know.
Yeah.
It is fun though when that person. It becomes very clear when there's a person who isn't worth that percentage.
Yeah.
And you go like, well, this makes sense. Or it's like, it's fun when we're together. And then you think about trying to carve out that percentage and you're like, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
And then when the person shows up that you're like, yeah, I'll carve out 50%. I'll figure out a way to make it happen.
Yeah.
Then you know, like, oh, it's worth it.
100%. We have been in some form of relationship since we were 18.
Yeah.
It's like a wow. young love kind of thing.
It's
first
course
love
teacher.
Thing. And I think that, you know, we came to a place in our relationship where like both of our careers were doing like insanely new things. And the universe was like, we kind of need to reset this. You guys mm-hmm. can't like be living together, having the life that you had. Mm. We need to like reset if you're going to make it into this new phase of like him in his career and me in my career and the places it's going. Like you have to like learn a new way to be together. And so that's been a really, it's almost like I'm in like a new relationship, but with someone I've known for like 15 years, which is kind of dope.
Oh, that sounds nice. Cool. That yeah. sounds really fun.
And I Evolution. Still, he tastes like up. Candy to me, you know, so.
He tastes like candy? He
tastes like candy.
That's nice.
That is nice.
The pheromones are real.
They are. You really got to like the way someone stinks if you're going to suck their dick.
I think mm-hmm. the best dating like service would be like people in a city wear a shirt for a week, cut it up into a bunch of pieces, send it out to different single people, and then whoever like go on a first date based
on
the scent. Yeah.
I think that is a thing.
It should be a thing. You would love that.
You would,
I would love
he's
that.
He's purchased underwear before. So
oh, really?
You know.
From whom?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I thought you did.
I put it in the cart, but I didn't, you know.
Didn't pull the trigger.
Have you ever sold it?
No.
Oh, that's I find that surprising.
Yeah, wait. Why don't you sell your undies?
Sell my underwear?
I'm sure yeah, someone dipper. Wants to buy
straight
it.
Pubes and stuff in there?
Yeah. That
you do it however you want. That. Just kind of wear them for an hour and then put them in
just
a bag.
Just an hour?
No, I would wear it for a day. Like to the gym for a week.
For a week?
To the
20%
gym.
Of a week?
I have some voicemails to
yes,
play.
Yes, let's hit the voicemail because I want to see their face.
There's a handful of them that are about shit.
I was at Heidi and Closet's house yesterday and she has this like thing on the wall that someone made her fan art with like little cutout poops all over it in her name. And I'm just like, wow, that is like really beautiful, but like it's poops.
It's still poops.
Yeah.
Are you sensitive to the subject of poop?
No.
Okay. Well,
one of these is psycho behavior that I think will you'll really
oh, I like
with.
Psycho behavior.
Okay. Here okay. We go.
Hey, faggot. So, I know how much. Meatball loves shit stories. So, I wanted to share my own old shit sex story. One time, I was maybe 20 in college. I was home for the summer. And a guy on Grindr from my hometown texting me up constantly. I didn't know the guy. He was maybe 20, 30 years older than me. It was kind of annoying. And I told him explicitly I'm not interested. But he would not get the hint. So, eventually, I ended up blocking him. And then he would make more profiles just to talk to me and basically harass me, asking for sex.
I've seen
and
this.
So eventually I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to weaponize my body, weaponize my sexiness for him. So I invite him over. I'm like, whatever. Yeah, you can come over. My parents are gone. And so he comes over.
He's going to kill you.
Yeah,
he's ugly as shit. Not a very attractive.
Ugly
but
as shit.
We ended up like making out on it on my couch. And then I straddled him. And then we start fucking. And the one thing is, I knew I didn't want to see him ever again, and the blocking wasn't going to work. So I decided not to douche. So 3 seconds, maybe 4 seconds after he put it in, I pulled it right out and shit all over him. I did put a towel down, so then my couch was not dirty. But I thought it was very nice to be able to use my body for my own protection. He did, in fact, did never talk to me again, which was kind of the goal. So, when in doubt, shit on his dick. Goodbye.
Don't just sing casually like that.
Yeah, when in doubt, shit on his dick. Goodbye. That's disgusting. And my only question is like, did you actually think this through and were like, I'm going to shit on this man? Or was it just kind of a happy accident?
No, he sounds like he premeditated shitting.
Not premeditated. premeditation. I'm going to take this man to court for assault.
It's crazy because...
But also, you do get wild when people on the apps won't fucking leave you alone. Even if you block... This happened to me when I lived in New York. I blocked this guy. I kept blocking him over and over and over. And he just kept making new accounts or like he... Because, yeah, it was just a lot.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to you? You haven't been on the apps in forever.
No, I've definitely been on the apps. And, you know, like, there have been phases of that long relationship that were, like, party to other people. We, like, dated a third person for a while. But, yeah.
You stayed together? That's usually the sign that it's coming to an end.
Yeah, it was fun. And...
You really do believe that. Guy.
Any name me one couple that brings in a third that they stay together.
Well, I think if you start as a three, like knowing it, but for us, it was like we had been together for 13 years and then someone joined in. I think if you start as a three, like there's this one three-person couple on OnlyFans that they've been together for a long time and they seem very happy.
Every time a couple starts bringing a couple,
yeah,
then they bring
last.
A third,
yeah.
And then it's like a bunch of pictures of the three of them, and then the next thing you know, there's an Instagram post being like, some things have changed.
And Meatball's always like, told ya.
Told ya.
Told
and
ya.
And then it becomes two of them, the third takes over and starts dating one of them, and the other guy has to just leave.
Yeah, that didn't.
And then he moves to a commune.
All right.
Next it call. Certainly wasn't malicious. And also, I would just say, like, that whole call made me be like, do you think that...
This is okay.
Well, do you think that anyone has ever done that to you or to me to, like, make sure we never have sex with them? Because I'm not saying I've never been...
No, but the thought of this...
Slid on.
You've been painted.
Where the caller is like, well, I did the only obvious thing to do, which is invite him over, make out with him, and then shit on him. It's like...
But I did just... put a towel down and my parents weren't home.
Yeah, I feel
just
like...
Just block him. Like, keep blocking him. I don't know. Like, it's a little bit easier to go, ugh, block, than it is to, like, orchestrate a whole shit. Fuck.
Yeah, what sort of trauma in your childhood led you to that conclusion?
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
I'm concerned.
And straight to poo.
Oh, God.
Well, we did it.
Oh, there's no more calls?
Well, we were going for an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's so much fun, though. I could live here all day with you guys. You're
well,
so
we did it.
Well, we did it. Thank you so much for being here, and thanks for listening to Sloppy Seconds. You can follow us on Sloppy Pod on Instagram. You can send us an email to sloppysecondspod@gmail.com or call in with your own fuck talk story to 213-536-9180.
What do you want the people to know about? Where should they find you? What's your book called again?
Yes, the book is called Being Found. The second book is called Finding Home. They're on Amazon, available to order, or you can order a signed copy at beingfoundbook.com. Follow me on social media, Arend, A-R-E-N-D, Richard. I'm on everything as Arend Richard. Follow me.
Learn like that from him to make your social media all the same.
Come follow a fellow homosexual trying to do his best for weed because it's a bunch of fucking straight people.
Yeah,
breeders
if you're
out
in
here.
Denver, go when Cirrus opens.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah. When do you think it's going to open?
January of 2024.
Oh, so soon.
Yeah, so soon. It's
That's
under construction.
Exciting.
Yeah. I'll have to have you out, Meatball, for the opening, for sure.
I'll come out there and hang out.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Instagram.
You'll be all in Denver.
And I'll do a show at the club there at night.
Tracks.
What's the one that, yeah, is it Tracks?
Tracks, but I don't think that's where a fat slut would be. I think fat slut
no,
would
fat
be
slut
Charlie's.
Would have to be at somewhere like 600 capacity or
Charlie's,
higher.
Eagle.
I've never thought about the Eagle.
The Cuff? No, the Cuff's in Seattle. What's...
You know what I've actually been looking at is music venues.
Yeah.
Like they're, it's just easier. It's just
but
like
you, can
stage
you get
and
messy?
Audience. That's a lot of them say no.
Right.
When I like send the pitch.
I want to go to Fat Slut very badly, but I have like crippling crowd anxiety.
So it's got
to
be a big space. Maybe we can
with
get
the
you
sky
a
box.
Orchestra box.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can just watch
on,
from
bougie?
A distance.
Yeah.
Bougie.
Yeah.
Drive all three of your cars there. You can follow us on Instagram at Big Dipper Jelly Spices Meatball or Fat Drag Meatball on Twitter and like us on TikTok where you like us and stuff and follow Mom Podcast on everything too. And don't forget to subscribe to Mom Plus Gold.
Yeah, and on Mom Plus Gold, you get our episodes one day early, ad-free. You get bonus episodes of Sloppier Seconds and some fun BTS of us in the studio hanging out.
Yeah, so hit the slay button. You know what I mean? Goodbye!
Thanks,
thank
Goodbye.
You, Aaron!
Thank you, guys!
To get access to our full uncensored video episodes ad-free and one day early, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcasts.com.
Doppler.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Moguls of Media, aka Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball.
Engineered by Margot Padilla.
Editing and sound design by William Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.